Do you ever have fights over the remote control in your house? You know, sometimes we do in my house because we all know that whoever has the remote determines what the family watches. Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus. I'm Dustin Roberts, the outreach minister on staff here, and for the next half hour, I'll also be your host. Today, on this Thursday's edition of the program, Rabbi Schneider will continue our journey through the book of Romans, and we're going to be learning how to give up the metaphorical remote control of our lives so that we can be led, guided, and directed by the Lord. Rabbi has a lot of great practical material to discuss today. So let's get started.
We have been looking at the fact that we have literally received God's divine nature. We've received what the scripture calls his Zoe life, the uncreated supernatural life of God. I was in chapter number 8, and I left off in verse number 10 and 11. Hear the word of God, the grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord, beloved child of his, abides forever. Hear God's word to you. If Christ is in you, though the body is dead because of sin, yet the spirit is alive because of righteousness. What does this mean? That this body is corruptible. When Adam and Eve sinned, their body eventually died. And we're their offspring. And so our bodies will eventually die because of sin. And yet we have an inner nature, what the Bible calls our inner man. And in our inner man, we received God's spirit. And our inner man, because of God's spirit, is going to live forever. I remember years ago how this truth so vitally struck me. I was going through a season in my life. I had already been a believer for 3 years. I became a believer, as some of you know, in 1978. And I was going through a phase of even deeper commitment, deeper repentance. And I was sitting in a chair one morning, having a cup of tea. And I remember it clearly because the tea was replacing the cigarettes that I had given up. Because the Lord was convicting me, I want you to give up those cigarettes now. He was showing me that you feel empty and you reach for a cigarette to try to fill that emptiness. But what you're really doing is you're trying to fill the emptiness with death. And every time you take in that big whiff from the cigarette and inhale that smoke, you're not receiving the life that you're craving for through that cigarette. You're actually filling yourself with death. So I decided, by the grace of God, it's time to get rid of those things and start looking to the Lord for life rather than the cigarette. Think about the different nature. The cigarette was trying to fulfill the nature of the flesh, right? It wasn't spirit life. It was trying to fulfill the flesh nature. The Bible says, he that puts their mind on the flesh will reap death. But I repented. I'm sitting in the chair. I'm having tea to calm myself a little bit since I was a little, you know, antsy as a result of giving up the cigarettes. And I'm not expecting anything to happen. I'm just sipping my tea. I'm listening to some music, thinking about the Lord, but not expecting anything to happen. Suddenly, unexpectedly, the spirit of Elohim, the spirit of the living God, visibly manifested above my head. I don't know how I saw. Obviously, I saw, but it wasn't with these eyes. It was with my spirit eyes, but it was as visible and as clear as if it was being seen through my physical eyes. And the spirit of life that appeared above my head, he was moving in just a swooshing motion, and he was composed of all the colors of a rainbow. And then the spirit of life came through my head. I couldn't have stopped it from happening, and neither did I make it happen. It was a sudden, sovereign act of the Lord. Then his spirit of Zoe life, uncreated life, came through my head, and he came inside me. And I literally felt the place inside me that he came into. And the reason I tell you that right now is because at that instant when the spirit of life came through my head, he bypassed my brain and he went into my inner man. And at that moment, church, beloved saints, I knew that I had an inner man. And then my inner man wasn't my brain, it wasn't my body, it was someplace deep inside me. So this is what Paul is saying here. The body is dead, the body is going to pass away, but in our inner man, If the Spirit of raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he's saying here, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit. And so we have God's Spirit in our inner man. And if we have his Spirit within us, we'll also give life and health to our physical bodies. And so I believe personally that God's Spirit flows through my blood. He imparts, I believe, his health and life to me through my blood. There's a lot of mysteries regarding divine healing of our physical bodies, and this isn't a series on divine healing. But we know that Yeshua's death on the cross made provision for the physical healing of our bodies. And the reason that we know this is right after Jesus preached his longest sermon in Matthew chapter 5 through 7, which is oftentimes referred to as the Sermon on the Mount. After Jesus preached that sermon, he began coming down from the mountain. And as soon as he began coming down from the mountain, people began to come up to him for a physical healing need. This person came up, Jesus healed them. Then somebody else came up, Jesus healed them. Then somebody else came up, Jesus healed them. And then we get to the beginning of Matthew 8, and it says that they brought to him people with every type of infirmity and every type of disease. And it says, and Yeshua healed them all. And then Matthew says, this was in fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. And then Matthew quoted Isaiah 53. And Isaiah 53, beloved, is about the atonement of Jesus. It's about Jesus dying on the cross and taking our sin in his own body on the tree to atone for our sin by his blood. And in that same chapter, it speaks of how Yeshua took our sickness in his own body and made us whole by his stripes. So the same death of our Savior that atoned for our sin also made provision for the healing of our body. And so we find a reference to this in verse number 11 of Romans 8. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life in you and over you, I speak, to your mortal bodies through his Spirit that dwells in you. And so, Father, we thank you for your Spirit that lives in us and is manifest upon us, imparting life and your divine nature of health to our mortal bodies. And Father, I ask you, we ask you to sustain these bodies of flesh with supernatural life and health by your Spirit through the blood of Jesus and through his stripes all the days of our lives. Can you say amen with me? Amen, amen. By his stripes, the scripture says, we are healed.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. But first, did you know that you can receive real-time encouragement straight from Rabbi through text message? Visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the link that says Rabbi Text Me, or you can text the keyword Rabbi to the number 88777. Rabbi sends these special text messages as the Holy Spirit leads, and he looks forward to connecting with you real soon. Did you know that this ministry is all about preparing the way for the inevitable return of King Jesus? It's true, and we'd love for you to partner with us in this life-changing mission today. Together, we will change lives, not just locally, but all over the world. To support this team, call 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. Or you can visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And now here's Rabbi Schneider.
Paul is switching gears for a moment. He says, so then, brethren, we are under obligation not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. And we've talked about this. For if you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But get this now. But if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. Notice I've been talking about the warfare that we're in. Listen to what Paul says. We have God's Spirit that's in us. Paul just got done saying it. The Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you. And because of that, you're alive to righteousness in him. But It's not an automatic thing that our life just changes without any effort on our part, because Paul tells us in verse number 13 that we have to, by the Spirit, put to death the deeds of the flesh. Listen, if by the Spirit you are putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. We're not under obligation to fulfill the lust of the body, but we're called to subdue the lust of the body and the passions of the body by the Spirit. Let me give you an example that we can all relate to. One of the principles of our body life is impatience. The Spirit is patient. Love is gentle. Love is patient. Love is kind. But the flesh is agitated, and the flesh sets its mind on what it wants. And if it doesn't get what it wants right now, it gets upset. That's the flesh nature. We have to put to death malice, gossip, slander, coarse jesting. That's all from the flesh nature. The flesh has its own life. We put it to death by the Spirit, and we're called to put it to death. If you don't have discernment that you can't separate what's of the flesh and what's of the Spirit, beloved, you're walking like a blind person. The Bible says the Word of God is living and active, sharper than a two-edged sword, that it judges the thoughts and intentions of men, and it separates the soul from the Spirit. So we have to have discernment as to what's of the Spirit and what's of our lower nature. And then we have to agree with the Spirit, hang on to the Spirit, warfare by the Spirit, and subdue the deeds of the flesh. And if we're on that trajectory, if that's the path that we're on in our lifestyle, Paul says we're going to reap love and joy and everlasting life. But if we're yielding to the flesh and making excuses for ourselves, we're going to reap corruption and death. So let's listen. For if you're living according to the flesh, you must die. But if by the Spirit you're putting to death the deeds of the body, you will live. For all who are being led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. The question is, are we being led by the Spirit of God? This is a mystical approach to life, beloved. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Are you a teacher of Israel and don't understand what I'm talking about? The Spirit blows where it wishes, and you don't know where it's coming," in John chapter 3, Jesus said, "or where it's going. So it is with everyone that's born of the Spirit." You see, we need to learn how to be able to discern the motion and the leading of the Ruach HaKodesh in our life. We need to learn how to follow the Spirit. Think about this. Just pause for a moment and think with me. The early believers, the first Christians, did they have the written Word of God like you and I do today? No. They didn't have Paul's letters that they had in a leather-bound book. Most of them didn't have a copy of the Torah or the Old Testament prophets. It was passed on to them, the message, orally. So how did they in their life obey the principle of God's Word? How did they obey the Lord? They did it, beloved, by learning how to be led by the Spirit. They learn how to be sensitive to the Spirit. The Bible tells us that those of us that are mature in the Lord have gained the discernment to be able to separate good and evil, to know the difference, how to be led by the Spirit. See, the Bible says that God's Spirit bears witness with your spirit and my spirit that He's alive, that Jesus is the Son, and also His Spirit bears witness to our spirit as to what's truth. And we either have like a prompting to do something or say something that's from the Lord that we can learn how to discern the Lord is prompting us to move forward in a certain course of action. Or when we're sensitive, we can have a check in our heart or our spirit, and the Holy Spirit is telling us, no, don't do that. Don't say that. Don't go there. Don't purchase that thing. It's a learning how to be led by the Spirit. And this involves getting in touch with our inner man, because the Spirit is inside us. He bears witness with our spirit. And so the Bible says those that are being led in the supernatural life of being led by God's Spirit, these are really the sons of God. It's not just about quoting Bible verses. Even the devil can quote Bible verses. It's walking in resurrection life. It's walking in newness of life. And so I just want to dig this up, because Jesus said, if my Spirit's in you, again, rivers of living water are going to come out of your innermost being. And I want to really help you to understand how important it is to spend time every day just sitting before the Lord silently and listening to soft, gentle worship music. Why do I say soft, gentle worship music? Because the Holy Spirit is by nature gentle. And if we're going to get in touch with the leading of the Spirit, we're going to have to learn how to get in touch with His gentleness. There are some Christians that they just want to always, you know, listen to warfare music. They want to always listen to, you know, high volume praise music. And there's a place for both. But first and foremost, the Holy Spirit speaks to us in a still, small voice. He's not in the earthquake most of the time. He's not in a violent storm most of the time. He's in a still, small voice. The Holy Spirit is gentle by nature. And so if we're going to get in touch with the Holy Spirit, we need to calm ourselves, bring ourselves into a place of stillness and silence and peace. And this can be practiced and learned. And it's something that we can discipline ourselves to grow in by taking time, preferably in the morning every day, just to read some scripture, read some devotional material, and then just sit before the Lord with gentle, scriptural, beautiful, again, gentle music, soft. And this will help you throughout the day be in touch with that still, small, gentle voice of the Holy Spirit's leading, so that you can be trained how to be led by the Spirit of God. Again, Paul says here, those that are being led by the Spirit of God in verse 14, these are the sons of God. The Spirit also leads us, beloved, we find in Acts chapter 2, through prophecy and dreams. Because when those first disciples received the Holy Spirit, Peter said, what you're seeing, because the people that had received the Spirit had been so overwhelmed, it almost looked like they were drunk. Peter said, these guys aren't drunk. What you're seeing, Peter said, is what was prophesied in Joel chapter 2. And then Peter quoted Joel chapter 2. And he said this, in quoting Joel, in the last day, saith the Lord, I will pour forth my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy, your young men shall see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. So we can be led by the Spirit by paying attention to maybe a prophetic word that a friend will give us, by paying attention to our dreams at night, because sometimes the Spirit will speak to us through our dreams at night, and by paying attention to simple pictures that the Lord might put in your mind, that if you're not paying attention, you might not even recognize that you're seeing a vision of the Spirit. But we're called to be led by the Spirit. That begins with paying attention to the internal witness, and then, beloved, evolves into prophecy, dreams, and visions.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and this month, Rabbi has been discussing breakthrough and what it means for us in our daily lives.
In 1 Chronicles and 2 Samuel, David said, the Lord has given me breakthrough like the breakthrough of waters. Breakthrough is a power that goes forth from our life, or we see in our circumstances in which we're able to move forward successfully. Breakthrough in the personal realm happens when we experience what I'm calling an expansion of the Spirit. You see, Jesus has purchased peace for us in the Spirit. He said, if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. But many of us are not living experientially in that freedom. So breakthrough brings us into a greater occupation of our inheritance of freedom. So breakthrough can happen personally in the spirit, in our emotions, in our mind, and it can also happen circumstantially. When the Lord opens a door for us to move forward into a greater place of success or freedom or abundance. There's an anointing on my life and on this ministry for breakthrough. And the Lord gives anointings so that they could be spread and transferable to others. So by being connected to this ministry, you also will experience greater breakthrough in your own life. And so as I reach out to you today, I'm inviting you and asking you to come closer to us and to partner with the Lord by becoming part of the Discovering the Jewish Jesus community. When I'm saying partnering with the Lord through Discovering the Jewish Jesus, I'm talking about consistently absorbing the teaching so that you can be blessed by this ministry, that it will extend your walk with God in the earth and personally. And I'm also talking about honoring the anointing on the ministry by financially partnering with us. See, I believe that the anointing that we honor is the anointing that we receive from. So I want to thank you in advance for your love and for your support. And now I just want to pray for you. Father God, for every one of these dear ones that you love so much that's listening right now, that they would come into greater peace and a greater knowledge of you through the Son of God, the Lord Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah.
Amen. We are so, so grateful for every single monthly partner. It's because of you that Discovering the Jewish Jesus is reaching thousands and thousands of people all over the whole world. We appreciate your faithful giving, and we're praying for you. We're praying for your families each and every day. And if you've not yet become a monthly partner, I want to encourage you, sign up right now. You can automate your monthly partnership online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. That's discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or ask to become a monthly partner when you call us at 888-MY-RABBI. You can also partner with us by text. Just type the keyword rabbi to the number 45777 and follow the instructions on your screen. Now here's Rabbi Schneider with the Aaronic blessing.
In the book of Numbers chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over his people. And the Lord said, when you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them. Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings. Yavarechech Yahweh vayishmarecha. Ya'er Yahweh panav elecha vihunecha. Yisa Yahweh panav elecha ve'asem lecha. Shalom. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up by his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Be sure to join us next time when Rabbi Schneider talks about the culture of the kingdom. That's coming up Friday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.